IBM is working with clients to put smart to work and bring progress to everyone. Together with IBM, experts are putting smart to work to help the environment, improve safety on the road, and make progress. Not just for a few of us, but for all of us. Because while technology has never been smarter, smart only matters when you put it to work. Let's put smart to work. Find out how at ibm.com/smart/UK.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Happy Black Friday. Shopping? Aren't we all doing it online? Aren't we most? In fact, if you look hard enough, marketing companies all over the place are offering all kinds of deals, including cash back, coupons, or price tracking this shopping season. Straight ahead, the top tips for Black Friday shopping and how to get discounts, perks, and even Bitcoin while doing so. But first, a quick digital tip from the journal's Life and Style section. Ahead of Black Friday shopping, focusing on personal budgeting is one way to dampen any holiday cheer you were pretending to have. However, there is help. From what else? Apps. And apparently they help. In more than a dozen experiments, Duke University, for instance, used mobile apps and simple tenets of psych to help people stick to budgets. In fact, just introducing mobile apps to the budgeting process, a behavioral intervention, technically, caused people to spend less and save more. The journal says that with the number of digital financial health apps on the market, it's important to do your homework to find the right fit. But the good news is that as personal finance data becomes more accessible, so does the ability to plan and spend a little extra on holiday gifts this Black Friday. Happy shopping. Coming up, more digital shopping help, your guide to the growing group of apps and websites that promise you things like cashback, coupons, and even Bitcoin. What you need to know when buying online and in stores this holiday season.
The Wall Street Journal podcast are brought to you by Trunk Club. When it's time to work, you don't want to think about what to wear. Trunk Club's professional stylists help you build a wardrobe for everything from Monday meetings to Friday happy hour. Get started at trunkclub.com/Wall Street.
Coupons, once tangible, snippable, clippable. They still are, but these days, retailers and brands are trying out new, less tangible ways to drive shoppers to their stores, website, or app. So how does this benefit you and your digital wallet? Here to talk our options is the journal's Sarah Nassauer joining us via Skype to explain. So this looks like a good fit. You have shoppers who are lazy, so all of us, and retailers that are looking to hook into lazy shoppers. So win-win. But real quick, that's the thing about online and mobile discount services, right? It's been rough for retail in general, but this industry seems to be doing just fine. And this time of year, one would say it's like Christmas.
It's literally Christmas coming up. There's a lot of movement right now in a space that's sort of, you know, in the industry jargon called affiliate marketing. Basically, extension browsers, websites, apps that are either showing, you know, finding coupon codes, giving cash back for shopping at certain stores and other perks, even Bitcoin, one of them is offering instead of cash back when you shop at certain stores. This is really a way for the retailers to drive traffic, you know, wherever they're choosing to spend. And in the meantime, you can get some discounts.
All right. So let's talk about what's out there. You did the homework for us. You made a list. This is a list that we should look at before our shopping list. Let's talk Ebates first. Like what they sound like, cash back. What are the options?
Yeah. So Ebates is a website where you basically go to Ebates and then click through to a retailer to make a purchase. So it's, you know, knows that you've linked. You have to sign up for an account. And then different retailers are offering different cash back percentages based on the category. So it might be 10% cash back if you're buying apparel in one site, or 5% of cash back if you're buying toys. And those change often. And Ebates is adding other merchants to its site beyond retailers too, like Lyft, for example, the rideshare company, or food delivery company, DoorDash. And basically, it's sort of another front door to shopping, but that can give you, a few dollars back.
And finding the right deal can be a chore. And what's good, though, is that you note a browser extension that finds things like coupons and cashback offers and tracks things.
Yeah, so there's another company called Honey that is, it's a browser extension. It finds can find a coupon. So you're on Gap.com and you want to find a coupon. And there are lots of them often on Gap.com. The browser extension will sort of list them all there for you. But Honey is also doing things. There are cashback offers through Honey in a similar way. And it also tracks prices on a number of websites. So like Amazon.com, Target.com, Walmart.com. So often, you know, you're looking, prices move around a lot online, and it can kind of give you some historical perspective on the price of that product while you're shopping.
Right. Getting perks from shopping, always good. One thing that I learned about was Dosh. Now, it's a service that links your account to other retailers for certain deals. How does that work?
Yeah, and the difference with Dosh is an app, but it links to your card, so you got to hand over your credit card information. But when you use that credit card in a physical store, you go into the store, it gives you cash back. So it's not for online shopping yet. So that's if you tend to be more of a store shopper, that might be one that you want to check out.
Gotcha. And getting back to price tracking in particular for a second, something I don't do, but I should, and I guess most people, I mean, well, why wouldn't you? What's a good option out there?
Yeah, there's several now. One that's Amazon specific and has been around for a while. It's called Camel. And you can basically just plug a URL of a page in there. It'll show you the product history, sometimes years of pricing history. You can also sort of sign up for alerts when a price drops on a certain product. But again, these services are all tied into this idea that prices move around a lot now online. And if you're, you know, looking at a Black Friday deal, it can give you some historical perspective.
Mm-hmm. And speaking to that, another company you made sure to mention is, let me know if I'm saying this right, Ibotta in particular. They'll offer daily deals for the big shopping week, right?
Yeah, and this is a mobile app. So this is, again, sort of tapping into people being on their phones when they're shopping or shopping on their phones. And a similar system to some of the others we've mentioned where the retailers and the brands are offering about a commission, and then Ibotta is giving back a percentage of that to shoppers. And they said that they are offering specific deals on Thanksgiving week with higher, you know, cashback rates and commissions during that period for certain days. So they're trying to tap into, you know, a heavy shopping period. And the last one that we talked about in the story is that just really, really shows sort of the enthusiasm going on in this space right now. It's called Lolly. And it's similar to others. You get something back while you're shopping online, but it's not cash back. It's Bitcoin. And the one of the co-founders that I talked to said his idea, he's a former Ebates executive, so he's very familiar with that model. And he aims to make Bitcoin accessible to the masses. You know, if you're shopping at Office Depot or Macy's or Walmart.com, you can earn some Bitcoin that way.
This is good to know. If I want to shop while earning Bitcoin, I can. And Ibotta, I just got it. Ibotta. Good stuff, Sarah. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.
For more, head to WSJ.com/podcasts. And also check out The Latest, our new personal tech podcast hosted by the Journal's own David Pierce, where he puts his personal spin on all things personal tech. Definitely want to make sure you check that out. That's it for the Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.